Hello, this is your Polycast for Wednesday, September 17th, your daily check-in on Minnesota politics. I'm Mike Mulcahy in the Minnesota Public Radio newsroom. On today's edition, Adrian Peterson is sidelined again, and a health insurer drops out of MinSure. The Minnesota Vikings have, in effect, once again suspended Adrian Peterson, making a move that will require him to stay away from the team while he addresses child abuse charges. The Vikings put Peterson on what they call the commissioner-exempt list. They made the announcement overnight after initially deciding that Peterson could play with the team while the legal process played out. Peterson is accused of using a wooden switch to discipline his 4-year-old son. Yesterday, Governor Mark Dayton called on the Vikings to suspend Peterson, calling his actions a public embarrassment to the Vikings and the state of Minnesota. Some of the team's corporate sponsors had also raised concerns. The NFL Players Union today said that Peterson's decision was voluntary to sit out until he works through his legal issues. The insurance company Preferred One says it will no longer sell health plans through MinSure. Of the 5 companies selling insurance on the state exchange, Preferred One had both the lowest prices and the largest share of the market. As Matt Sepik reports, that means thousands of Minnesotans will soon have to shop for new coverage.
The news that Preferred One and MinSure are going their separate ways came as an unpleasant surprise to Deanna Wyman of White Bear Lake. She turned 26 in July. That meant Wyman became ineligible for her parents' health plan, so she clicked over to the MinSure website. After shopping around, she found a good deal from Preferred One.
What I liked was that their rates were low and they covered a lot. So I was really excited about having low costs up front, low deductibles, and having high-quality insurance.
Wyman, who's a real estate agent and does not have health insurance through her job, says the cost of her plan was only $153 a month. What's really disappointing, Wyman says, is that she just got her new insurance cards on Monday and now will have to start shopping again before long.
I just got through this whole process. I just found out that my application was approved, and now I have to start it all over in a couple of months, which is not at all what I want to be doing.
Wyman is not alone. As of August 6th, around 31,000 people had enrolled in Preferred One health plans. The company's low premiums attracted 6 in 10 people who signed up for a commercial health plan on MinSure. It's possible Wyman could stay with Preferred One if she wants. The company has to renew her policy by law, but has the option of charging more. For other customers, those who qualify for federal tax subsidies because of their income, Preferred One may not be an option anymore. The only way to receive the federal subsidies is to enroll in coverage through the state's insurance exchange, and Preferred One plans will not be available there. That may force some people to switch carriers. Among the companies selling commercial plans through MinSure, Preferred One was the smallest by revenue but offered the lowest prices. Consequently, it won the biggest slice of the pie. But were those prices too low for the company to make money? Preferred One won't say why it pulled the plug on MinSure. Calls and emails from NPR News were not returned. In a letter to MinSure officials, the company said only that continuing to provide coverage through the exchange is not sustainable. At a news conference yesterday, MinSure CEO Scott Leitz tried to put a positive spin on the company's decision. Leitz said it shows that the market MinSure set up is working like it's supposed to.
We level the playing field for consumers. We are a competitive marketplace and we don't pick winners and losers. We provide options so Minnesotans can make wise choices.
Light says people who bought Preferred One plans will receive information from MinSure in early October about options for new coverage. Danette Coleman, a vice president at Medica, who handles individual and family coverage, says her company will continue to sell insurance on MinSure. Coleman says working with MinSure has been challenging at times because the technology didn't always work as hoped.
It has created manual workarounds for our staff, but we're very much committed to work together with MinSure to make sure that our customers are getting the coverage that they need.
Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Minnesota also says it'll continue to sell MinSure plans. Julie Bruner, the executive director of the Minnesota Council of Health Plans, an insurance trade group, says she was surprised by Preferred One's move, but at the same time, Bruner says companies have to decide whether MinSure is a market for them.
Each of the plans makes their own business decisions, and I expect that this was a result of incredible analysis and work by Preferred One staff and its board to make what I'm sure was a very difficult decision for them to make.
Bruner says the other companies that sell through MinSure, Medica, Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Minnesota, Health Partners, and UCare will now compete for former Preferred One customers. The next open enrollment period for MinSure begins November 15th. But the race for new business among the big insurance companies hasn't officially started yet. MinSure isn't expected to release the new premium rates for 2015 until early next month. Matt Sepik, Minnesota Public Radio News.
As you might expect, the decision by Preferred One is having some political implications, especially in the governor's race. Republican Jeff Johnson says DFL Governor Mark Dayton's handling of the health insurance exchange and the state's sex offender program show he should be removed from office. Johnson criticized Dayton after Preferred One's announcement. He also criticized Dayton after his administration reversed course and argued against releasing a convicted serial rapist from the state's sex offender treatment program.
The past 24 hours and this governor have practically put me over the edge, and I believe that the Minnesotans who are being hurt by the breathtaking incompetence of Governor Dayton ought to be mad as hell right now. And I don't think they ought to be willing to put up with it anymore.
Dayton issued a statement saying Preferred One offered rates last year that were well below other plans and gained market share from doing so. He said the question is whether the company could continue to offer such low rates. State Human Services Commissioner Lucinda Jessen said she reversed course on the release of the sex offender based on new information and recently issued expert reports. All I can say is stay tuned. We'll have more on this tomorrow. For now, that's your Polycast, your daily check-in on Minnesota politics. I'm Mike Mulcahy in the Minnesota Public Radio newsroom.